请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻到加拉太书。
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
因为时间的缘故，经文有点多，所以就英文就不翻译了。
We'll just read in Chinese.
我们先来看第一章第一节。
Galatians 1:1.
第一章第一节，弟兄姊妹跟我一起看下去。做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。第六节
Verse six.
我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。第十节，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。第十一节
11.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
12.
第十五节
15.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩招我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中间，我就没有与血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往阿拉伯去，后又回到大马士革。第二章第二节
Chapter 2:2.
我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，却是背地里对 那有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。第六节
6.
至于那些有名望的，无论他是何等人，都与我无干，神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的并没有加增我什么。第十六节
16.
既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的没有一人因行律法称义。我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。第三章第一节
3:1.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉体成全吗？我们再翻到第六，再翻到第五章，第五章二十四节。
24.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。第六章14-17。
6:14-17.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的是做新造的人。十七节，从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因我身上带着耶稣的印记。我刚刚漏读了一节哈，第二章二十节。
We missed.
第二章二十节
2:20
最重要的一节
One of the most important verses.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身中活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。然后我们再翻到哥林多前书
Let's turn to first
哥林多前书一章
1
一章二十二节
22-24.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人希腊人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。再看第二章哥林多前书第二章第一节
2:1.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。罗马书，翻到罗马书第八章
Romans chapter
第八章二十六节到二十九。
26-29。
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。我们再翻到路加福音十四章，路加福音十四章二十五到二十七。十四章二十五到二十七。有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒，也不能做我的门徒。然后最后再翻到诗篇一百三十九。
Psalm 139。
诗篇一百三十九，第五节，第五节到第十节。
5-10。
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里；我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我今天跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，就是说，重点是，从加拉太书里面，我们来看，就是说十字架的工作怎么在我们身上把属灵的和属肉体的分开。
Today I share about the work of the cross, how it separates the flesh and the spirit.
我们如果读过一些，就是如果了解过加拉太书，这本加拉太书这本书是保罗写给加拉太教会的一封信。
This is the letter of Paul to the Galatians.
他重点是主要就是说，当时加拉太教会有一个新的错误的福音，就是说我们称义不是只是因信，也是因着要行那一切的律法。
There's a wrong teaching that our justification is not only by faith but through works.
所以重点就是说保罗在这里把这一个错误的教导能够把它归正过来，归到一个正确的福音当中。
So Paul is trying to correct the wrong teaching here.
我们是因信称义、
right、
不是因行为称义。
We are justified by faith, not by works.
但是我们如果仔细再去看的话，我们发现其实这本书里面更深的是讲到说，保罗也讲到一个分别的事情。
But the deeper message is the message of separation.
我们发现行为和律法乃是在属肉体的原则里面。
Works is in the flesh.
但是因信称义乃是在属灵的原则当中的。
But to be justified by faith is in the spirit.
而且我们发现不仅仅保罗是讲了一些的教，把这个教导给归正过来。
But he's not only correcting the doctrine.
而且他是用他自己的生命做见证，为这个属灵的侍奉做一个见证。
But he is testifying by his life.
我们可以看到在保罗前面两章的圣经当中，他不断地讲到一件事情。
In the first two chapters, he kept on mentioning this thing.
他说我做使徒的保罗不是由于人，不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督。
I became an apostle not because of men, but because of Christ.
他不断地强调说，他说我现在不是为了得神人的心，乃是为了得神的心。
And I'm not here to please men, but to please God.
他说我现在这个所传的福音不是出于人，而是从神领受的。
And this gospel is not from men, but it's gotten.
他也说到，他说他。之所以他现在的所有的侍奉是因着神乐意把他神的儿子启示在他心中。
And all his service is because God was pleased to reveal his son.
我们就看到他用他自己的生命告诉我们一件事情。
He used his life to tell us.
他的执事，他的侍奉是属灵的。
That his ministry is of the spirit.
是出于神的。
It's of God.
不是出于人的。
It's not of man.
不是属乎血气的。
It's not of the flesh.
而且更重要的是，他说这个 他说这个我们来看，他说我从神的儿，神把他的儿子启示在我心中，我就没有与血属血气的人商量。
When God was pleased to reveal His Son in me, I do not confer with men.
他说那些有名望的，无论他是何等人，都与我无干。
No matter what their status is, it's nothing to me.
我们这里看到就是说，保罗把属灵的事和属人的、属天然的、属血气的、属肉体的事是分开的。
He is separating what is of the spirit and what is of the flesh and of nature.
而且是完全没有掺杂的。
And there's no mixture here.
是不能有掺杂的。
There cannot be mixture.
这是他用生命给我们做的一个见证。
And he is testifying out of his life.
那我们知道，我们上个礼拜有很多弟兄姊妹信主，而且是受浸。
Last week, many brothers and sisters were baptized.
我们知道，当这里他这个加拉太书第三章里他说。基督耶稣钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前。
Jesus Christ crucified has been revealed in front of you.
我们就知道，当神借着他的十字架，把我们带到他的面前。
Through his cross, he brings us before himself.
我们属灵生命中的第一次，这个肉体和属灵的事情的分开，就是在我们信主的时候。
The first time where our flesh is separated from our spirit is when we first believe in the Lord.
当主耶稣的十字架，主耶稣基督钉十字架这件事，在我们心中活化。
When this work of the cross is given life in us.
因着我们的信，我们被称义。
And because of our faith, we are justified.
我们不仅被称义了，而且我们得到了一个新的生命。
And not only were we justified, we gained a new life.
我们知道在主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
When Jesus was crucified,
在他旁边有两个强盗，
There were two criminals on each on one side of his side.
他们都是强盗，
And they were criminals.
但是我们发现他们身上发生了一件非常不一样的事情。
But something happened that's very different of one to the other.
当主钉在十字架上的时候，其中一个强盗他看着主，他说
，One of the criminal looked on the Lord and said,
他说你不是基督吗？你怎么就不能救自己呢
？Aren't you the Christ? Why can't you save yourself?
另外一个人他说你怎么可以这么说我们的说这个主耶稣基督呢？
While the other one said, "How can you say such things?"
我们这样受罚是应当的。
We're crucified here, and we deserve it.
但是主耶稣基督是无罪的。
But the Lord Jesus has no sin.
他转向主耶稣基督，他说。
And he turned to the Lord and said,
他说主啊，求你，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
When you have your kingdom, please remember me.
我们发现神借着这一处的这一个，好像把一个。图画展现在我们面前。
He put this picture before us.
他让我们看到这个世界上神借的十字架把两类的人分开了。
Through the cross, God separated two races.
这两个强盗就都预表着说我们都是罪人，我们都在罪人的地位上。
The two criminals show us we are all sinners.
我们都应当像这两个，我们都应当像这两个强盗一样，我们最终是要受审判、受永刑的。
And like these two criminals, we have to be judged.
我们都在罪人的地位上。
And we are all in the position of a sinner.
但其中一个，我们就像那其中一个强盗，他说：“主啊，我们相信你的救恩。”
But we are like one of those and said, "Lord, we believe your salvation."
我们就跟这个世界的，我们就跟这个世界属肉体的世界分开了。
We want to be separated from this world.
这是神非常浩大的一个恩典。
This is a great.Great.
我们因着简单的相信，我们被从死亡和黑暗当中被拯救出来。
Because of our simple faith, we're saved out of darkness.
我们被救入那个光明属天的国度当中。
And we're saved into the kingdom of light.
我们得着了一个性质完全不同的生命。
We get a new life, a life with complete different quality.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这种感觉？
I don't know if you have such feelings.
我有时候想到，为什么我简单的相信，就是简单的信我们的主耶稣基督，他就把他的生命。
Why is it that because I simply believe him, then he gives me his own life.
而且这个生命是属天的，是永远的，是无罪的。
And this life is heavenly, it's eternal, and it's sinless.
当我们如果常常去思想着，我们就会宝贵这件事情。
When we think about this, we will treasure it.
那这是我们信主，我们一开始信主，神借着他的主耶稣借着他的十字架这件事情，在我们身上做的第一件事情就是第一个属肉体和属灵的分开。
So the first thing he does in us is to separate the flesh and the spirit.
但我们发现保罗在加拉太书里面有一个宣告。
There is a proclamation in Galatians.
就是第二章第二十节。
It's in 2:20.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me.
我们就发现主耶稣基督钉十字架不但是为着我们的罪，他为我们成为了赎罪祭。
Christ was crucified to be a propitiation of our sin.
我们可以因着信他，我们可以称义。
And because we believe in him, we can be justified.
而且当他钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was crucified on the cross,
我们就与他一同钉在十字架上。
We are also crucified with him.
上个礼拜我们弟兄有讲到这件事情。
Last week a brother mentioned this.
我们知道这是一个客观的一个已经做成的事情。
This is an objective thing that has already been accomplished.
当我刚刚知道这一节圣经的时候，
When I know about this verse,
我觉得我很不能理解。
I feel I cannot understand it.
这里保罗他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Paul said here, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
既然主已经在我们里面活了，为什么我还是经常犯罪呢？
Why is it that if Christ is living in me, I'm still sinning?
我就一直不能理解这件事情。
And I couldn't understand it.
直到主有一天，我经历了一些的事。
Until one day, I experienced something.
我们发现这是一个客观的真理。
This is an objective truth.
但是我们不一定在实际上已经得到这件事情。
But in reality, we might not have attained it.
我们怎么样才能进到这个实际里面？
How can we enter into this reality?
就是这一节圣经的后面半句话。
And so it's the last half of this verse.
他说并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God.
我们发现神在这里，主耶稣在这里，他已经有一个 foundation 给我们垒好。
The Lord has laid a foundation for us.
就是我们，他在十字架上做成的，就是我们已经与他一同钉十字架。
What he has done on the cross is that we have been crucified with him.
我们知道那个圣所的幔子从上到下被分开。
And the veil, in the temple was rent in half.
神把他的那个旧约给结束了。
The Old Testament has been concluded.
那个宗教的律法的路被结束了。
The way of religion and law.Has been concluded.
他开了一条又新又活的路。
He has opened a new and living way.
就是生命的路。
And that's the way of life.
所以神主耶稣因着他钉十字架，给我们开了一条新的路。
Because the Lord was crucified and He opened a new way for us.
而如今我们有一个选择。
And today we have a choice.
就是我们是因信基督而活呢。
Do we, because of Christ?
还是我们仍然像加拉太人这里说的，保罗他说我素来所拆毁若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的。
Or are we like the Galatians? Because Paul said, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I'd make myself a transgressor.
不要轻看这件事情。
Do not belittle this thing.
虽然我们这里感觉好像加拉太人好像是说我们因行律法称义，我们好像也都不相信这件事情。
MaybeWe don't believe, as the Galatians, that we are justified by works.
但是我们如果不走在这一条生命的路里面，
But if we do not walk in the way of life,
那么我们就是走在这一个旧老旧的根基上。
Then we're walking upon the old foundation.
我们就像加拉太人一样。
And we're like the Galatians.
我们是用肉体来跟随我们。
We are following the Lord by our flesh.
我们就是素来所拆毁的，我们重新又去建造。
Then we're really building again that which has been destroyed.
那我们如何？我们如何？我稍微简单的交通一下，我们如何的主观的进到这一个真理？
Then how do we enter into this spiritual reality?
我简单的这个总结一句话，就是说，在信心的原则里面，我们经历十字架在我们身上的作用。
It is in the cross, in faith that we experience the cross.
我们刚才读了一句，我们刚才读这个读了这个罗马书里面讲到这个万事互相效力。
In Romans we read that.Everything works together for good.
第一件就是说，圣灵在我们周遭的环，在我们外面为我们预备环境。
The Spirit arranged circumstances for us.
他借着一切的环境把我们引到十字架。
And through all the circumstances, He's leading us to the cross.
我们知道主这个他在上十字架之前有个最后的晚餐。
We know that there was a Last Supper before our Lord.This was the Passover meal.
他在准备那个逾越节的晚餐的时候，他告诉他的门徒。
When he was preparing the Passover meal, he told his disciples.
他说：“你们到城里面。
You go to the town.
你们会看到一个拿着水瓶的人。
You will see one carrying a pitcher of water.
你们跟着他。
You should follow that person.
就进到一个房子里面。
And you will enter this house.
你跟那个主人说。
You tell the owner.
他就会给你们预备一个地方。
And they will prepare a place for you.
我以前读这一部分的时候，我觉得，对啊，是我们的主是什么都知道的，什么都知道的神。
When I read that passage, I said, "Yes, our Lord knows everything."
好像这个就是好像我能够从里面好像得到的一些的光。
This is what I glean as far as light in this passage.
但是有一天主让我看到说，他这个，这是圣灵在那边为他预备环境。
But then one day the Lord showed me that it's the Holy Spirit arranging circumstances.
神把这个逾越节的晚餐预备好。
He has prepared this Passover.
而不是人自己去预备。
He prepared the thing for this Passover meal and not man preparing it.
所以这个逾越节的晚餐把我们的主引到了十字架。
And this Passover meal led our Lord to the cross.
这个罗马书里面他这里有一句话，他说。圣灵知道我们的软弱。
Here it says the Spirit knows our weaknesses.
所以他用说不出的叹息为我们代求。
And so he prays for us and intercedes for us with groaning.
兄弟们，如果我们没有环境的话
，If there's no circumstances around us，
我们的软弱很多时候没法让我们把我们带到神面前。
Our weakness cannot bring us to the Lord.
他这里也讲，他说使爱神的人得益处。
And it says here, for good to them that love God.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
也就是说，当圣灵把一切的环境都预备给我们的时候，
When the Holy Spirit has arranged all the circumstances for us.
这个，如果我们不是一个爱神的人，
If we're not one who loves the Lord,
我们可能就不能从中得益处。
Then maybe we cannot gain from this situation.
这个爱神的人是什么意思？
What does it mean to love the Lord?
爱神的人就是说，我们愿意把自己奉献给主。
It is one who is willing to consecrate oneself to the Lord.
我们愿意主动的背起十字架。
And we're willingly taking up the cross.
走舍己的路。
And walk the way of self-denial.
当圣灵把这个环境已经预备好的时候
，When the Holy Spirit has arranged this circumstance,
我们神就把我们带到一个说，我们愿不愿意在他面前降。
And God brings us to a point and see whether we are willing to surrender to Him.
我们愿不愿意顺服他的话？
Are we willing to obey His word?
当我们愿意向自己死的时候，
If we are willing to die to self,
我们就要经历主复活的大能。
Then we can experience His resurrection.
我们越多被主对付，
The more we are dealt with by the Lord,
我们就越发现神在我们身上做一个分开的工作。
The more we see the separation work in us,
把我们属肉体的
of the flesh is getting rid of the flesh
在我们里面给我们更多的他的
and give us more of himself
最后我再交通一些，就是说主要在我们身上来对付的这个肉体的一些的方面。
I want to share about the aspects of the flesh that the Lord is dealing with.
天然的智慧。
It's our natural wisdom.
我们发现我刚才已经跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
I've said to brothers and sisters.
保罗他这个执事不是，他不是只是跟加拉太教会的弟兄姊妹说一套教训。
This ministry, is not just a matter of doctrine.
他乃是用他自己的生命在做见证。
But he's testifying out of his own life.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
属灵的侍奉不是只是用知识的。
Spiritual service is not based on knowledge.
用生命的。
It is based on life.
乃是用生命做见证。
It is testifying with your life.
还有什么天然智慧？
What other natural wisdom?
我就想到我当时在高中的时候，我国内有一个青年团体。
When I was in high school, there was a fellowship.
然后我们那个年长的弟兄他就说，年轻人要操练一下讲道。
And the elder brother said, young people have to learn to preach.
然后我就上去交通了一节大家非常熟悉的经文。
And I went up and shared a familiar verse.
先寻求他的国和他的义，这一切都要加给你。
And it is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
然后我说，先寻求他的国，就是先寻求科学、地理、物理、化学，就是所有神创造的一切的这个科学知识，我要先去寻求他。
And I said,
这是我的理解。
My understanding of seeking his kingdom is to seek his creation.
什么是他的义呢？
And what's his righteousness?
就是要学习各样的哲学、
and、
人伦道德。
It is to learn about philosophy and morals.
这是我以前对这句话的理解。
This is how I understand this word.
所以我们发现，如果我们是用这个属世的这些知识、这些天然的智慧，我们很多时候我们没有办法认识神的话。
If we depend on worldly wisdom, we cannot understand God's word.
第二个，天然的才干。
Second is natural strength.
我们知道神给我们很多才干。
We know that God gives us a lot of strength in different areas.
但是如果这些才干没有经过十字架对付，
But unless these are being dealt with by the cross,
我们这些才干都是用来荣耀自己。
Then all these things are used to glorify self.
在属灵的事上是没有益处的。
With regards to spiritual things, they're not useful.
我小时候特别喜欢唱歌。
When I was young, I loved to sing.
然后我也觉得我自己唱得挺不错的。
And I feel that I sing pretty well.
所以我有一次高中的时候，我去参加十佳歌手的比赛。
So I went to a competition.
我很轻松的就进了第一轮的选拔。
And I got into the first round.
但是我就非常自信嘛，因为我觉得我肯定能拿很好的成绩。
I was very self-confident because I feel that I will get a good result.
但是在第二轮的这个唱歌的那天，我嗓子全部就哑掉了。
But the second round, I lost my voice.
是我完全没有想到的。
This is something I did not expect.
那天我直接被淘汰了。
And so I was disqualified.
然后回家我特别的生气。
And when I got home, I was very angry.
我就发脾气。
And I had a temper.
但是我妈就跟我说。
And my mom said.
她说这是神在管教你。
God is disciplining you.
所以那个时候我就有一个感觉。
And so I had this sense.
我觉得这个唱歌这件事情。
This business of singing.
不是我，是神给我的。
It's something that God gave me.
我应该用它来荣耀神。
I should use it to glorify him.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们有一些天然才干，很好。
If we have certain natural talents or strengths,
是神给我们。
It is from the Lord.
但是需要被对付。
But it has to be dealt with.
不好意思，我时间已经到了，所以我就交通到这。
My time is up, so this is where I will end.
我就要不我再把这个哪些的层面，我再这个都概括讲，就是都讲一遍嘛。
I repeat some of the points.
天然的智慧。天然的才干
natural wisdom, natural strength,
天然的情感
natural emotion,
天然情感我们要记住知道一件事情
natural emotion, we need to know
something 情感只是感受 和喜恶。
Emotion is what we feel.
它里面没有真理。
There's no truth in it.
弟兄姊妹要这个这一点我要强调一下。
I want to emphasize this.
然后是肉体当中世界的势力。
And it is in the flesh, and it's from the world.
名利地位的追求。
Name, position, status.
我就讲到那儿去。
I'll end here. Let's turn to John, chapter 4,
23. 时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
听得见吗？然后十四章十六十七节。
Chapter 14, 16 and 17。
十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, and he may abide with you forever.
第十七节的上头一句。就是真理的圣灵。
First phrase of 17, even the spirit of truth.
十六章十三节。
16:13.
前半节。
First half.
只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
Howbeit when he come, when he, the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth.
这个中文边上有一个括号叫做原文叫进入一切的真理。
And it says the special quote in Chinese, but it's the same as in English, into all truth.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
第五到第八节。
5-8.
第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，顺从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
我今天的交通就是一个简单的题目，就是做真的属灵的人。
Today, my topic is very simple, it's to be a spiritual man.
在去年的最后一段时间
In the last few months of last year
好像主在我们当中说话
The Lord spoke among us
就是主要再来
The Lord is coming again
我们要努力进天国
We have to do everything to get into the kingdom
我们弟兄也交通
And our brother also mentioned
这次把神的话提醒我们
And reminded us of God's word.
因为神说，他再一次神要震动地，也要震动天。
God is going to shake the heavens and the earth.
我心中就在想
，In my heart thinks.
什么是讨神喜悦的事
？What does it mean to please God or things that please Him？
什么是不能震动的
？What are the things that cannot be shaken？
神在我们当中他到底在要什么
What does God want in us?
就是最好主耶稣在跟虚假锦盘的这个女人所说的话
It's like what the Lord said to this woman.
就点出了神所要的。
He pointed out what God really wants.
神要我们今天在一起来敬拜他，侍奉他。
God wants us to worship Him and serve Him together.
他说要用灵和实来敬拜他。
And it is to worship Him with spirit and truth.
他说神要这样的人敬拜他。
God wants people like this to worship Him.
就是神在寻找这样的人。
God is looking for this kind of person.
就是真正属灵的人。
Real spiritual man.
主当主在叙加井旁说话的时候。
When the Lord spoke.
我们知道有两个不同的敬拜。
We know there.
在地上有两个不同的敬拜。
We know here on earth there are two types of worship.
一个是撒玛利亚的敬拜。
One is the worship of the Samaritans.
他们是侍奉一个假神。
They worship false gods.
是服侍自己的欲望。
They want their own thing.
然后在耶路撒冷有另外一个敬拜。
In Jerusalem, there's another type of worship.
那是一个知识宗教的敬拜。
That is a religious or knowledge-based worship.
都不是神所要的。
Both of this God does not want.
主就把神所要的就说了出来。
And so the Lord said what God wants.
神要我们在灵里真实的敬拜他。
God wants us to worship Him in spirit and truth.
神要真实属灵的事。
God wants real spiritual things.
也要真实属灵的人。
And wants real spiritual men.
从圣经上我们很清楚看到神就是这样在寻找。
And God is looking for such men.
在旧约中摆了许多的图画。
In the Old Testament there are many pictures.
也就是对比。
And those are contrasting pictures.
在该隐和亚伯的身上。
In Abel and Cain.
神选了亚伯。
God chose Abel.
在以扫和雅各的身上。
Between Esau and Jacob,
神选了雅各。
God chose Jacob.
在罗德和亚伯拉罕之间。
Between Lot and Abraham,
神要的是亚伯拉罕。
God wants Abraham.
在约瑟的十一个弟兄和约瑟中间。
Among the 12 brothers of Joseph,
神要的是约瑟。
God wants Joseph.
当十个探子去探迦南地的时候。
When the spy went into Canaan.
The
12 spies went into Canaan.
神看的是约书亚和迦勒。
God looked upon Caleb and Joshua.
当神立起两个王，扫罗和大卫的时候。
When God established two kings.
神要的是大卫。
Between Saul and David, God wants David.
所以神的心意是很明显的。
So the heart of God is very obvious.
他在找真实属灵的人。
He's looking for real spiritual men.
好像在神所要的这些人当中
Among these people whom God wants.
神的真实和旨意
His will and His truth.
是真实的影响了他们
They really affected these people.
以致掌握并且改变他们的生活
They control and change the lives of these people.
这是真的属灵
This is real spiritual.
在他们的身上
In their life,
他们在地上活出了属天的生活。
They live a heavenly life on earth.
而这群人
，In this group of people,
他们有一个属天的眼光。
They have a heavenly sight.
有一个属天的性情。
They have a heavenly character.
有一个属天的生活。
They have a heavenly life.
有一个属天的职业。
They have a heavenly vocation.
在新约的里面
，In the New Testament.
神的工作是全面的。
The work of God is complete.
我们不多看到有这样一个人跟另外一个人的对比。
We do not see contrast of one person against another.
因为神的工作引到了人的里面。
Because the word of God is an inward work.
在我们的里面有一个肉体的，一个是属灵的。
Inside of us, there is the flesh and there is the spirit.
但是神主要的是一样的。
But
神仍然是要真正属灵的。
But the same thing, God still wants the real spiritual.
神不但要得到一个三个的属灵的人。
He does not only want one spiritual man.
他是要得到一个团体。
He wants a corporate.
这就是神眼中的教会。
And this is the church.
但是有时候在想，这个神的工作在今天，这个真正属灵，它是怎么能够成就的呢？
How can God accomplish this real spirituality in men?
我们都很想成为真正属灵的人。
All of us want to be real spiritual men.
但是像我们这群以前是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
But we who are in sin and death,
神要做一个何等大的工作。
God has have to do a great work.
叫我们死了的人能做一个属灵的人。
That we who are dead can become spiritual.
这就是主为什么来到地上。
This is the reason why he comes to the earth.
他不但是把神所要的心意表明出来。
Not only did he reveal God's heart,
他也要做成这个真实的。
But he has to be that too.
主的工作分有两个工作。
God has two works.
第一个，他必须使我们重生。
He needs to have us born again.
如果没有重生的话，
Unless we're born again,
我们就像那个耶利哥的瞎子。
We're like the blind person in front of Jericho.
我们是死在黑暗中的。
We are deaf in darkness.
我们看不见属灵的世界。
We cannot see the spiritual world.
我们不认识属灵的事。
We do not know spiritual things.
所以神必须重生我们。
And that's why we need to be born again of God.
所以主给我们一个永生。
So God gives us an eternal life.
给我们一个新的灵。
A new spirit.
而且这个灵是一个儿子的灵。
And the spirit is the spirit of his son.
所以我们现在就好像耶利哥城外的瞎子被得开眼睛了。
Then we are like the blind in front of Jericho. Now we can see.
但是那个瞎子没有就走了。
But the blind person did not just leave.
他却一路跟随耶稣。
He followed Jesus all the way.
将荣耀归给神。
And give glory to God.
我想说的就是他要跟随耶稣。
What I want to mention is he followed Jesus.
这是神第二个工作。
This is the second work.
就是当我们重生的时候，神要我们过一个属天的生活。
After we are born again, the Lord wants us to live a heavenly life.
但是在这个工作是多么的大。
But this work is great.
多么的难。
Very difficult.
所以主在最后晚餐的时候，他知道他要被抓被钉。
And so in the Last Supper, he knows that he's going to be crucified. He's going to be caught.
他要离开他的门徒，升到父那里去。
He has to leave his disciples and go to his father.
他知道，要是给了我们这一些属灵的知识的话。我们还是没办法做到。
He knows that if he just gives us spiritual knowledge, we still cannot accomplish anything.
所以主就很明白地告诉他的门徒。
And so he clearly tells his disciples.
他说我要求父。
That I pray to the Father.
父就赐给你们另外一位保惠师。
And the Father will grant you another comforter.
他要永远地与你同在。
He will be with you forever.
他且要住在你们里面。
He will live in you.
是这位保惠师要带领我们进入一切的真理。
It is this comforter who is going to bring us into all truth.
但圣灵是如何教导我们进入属灵的真理的呢？
How does the Holy Spirit teach us to enter into all truth?
教神在圣经中所应许的一切属灵的事情在我们身上成为实际的呢？
That all these spiritual truths will become spiritual reality in our life.
它是叫我们要跟随圣灵。
We need to follow the Holy Spirit.
但是我们的难处就是在
Where's our difficulty?
圣灵的工作会遇到我们这个人的难处。
The Holy Spirit meets our resistance.
圣经上的话告诉我们
The Bible tells us,
我们这个人天性是顺从肉体的。
Our natural tendency is to follow the flesh.
是体贴肉体的。
We mind the flesh.
顺从肉体呢？
We follow the flesh.
我就想到一个图画。
I think of this picture when thinking about following the flesh.
这是在清朝的时候。
In the Qing Dynasty,
有一些达官贵人或者地主。
Their landowners,
他们都有仆人。
They have servants.
他们出门都要抬轿的。
When they go out, they have to be carried in.
所以那些奴才也好，奴仆也好，就在门外等。
So whether they're bond servants or servants, they have to wait, be waiting for them.
当那些主人来的时候，
when the master comes,
他们就赶快，
they hurried,
赶快来服侍抬轿，
hurried to carry him.
Yeah, 所以我们的肉体也是一样的。
In the same way, our flesh is like so.
如果没有圣灵在我们里面的话，
without the Holy Spirit,
我们就像那个奴才一样。
We're like those servants or bond servants.
那个肉体一有要求，我就赶快就服侍他。
Once the flesh has the desire, oh, we immediately have to serve it.
神的话说，
the word of God said,
顺从肉体的就会体贴肉体的事。
If you follow the flesh, you will be mindful of the things of the flesh.
我们有，我在想到有哪些算是具体的，好像体贴肉体的事呢？
What is minding the flesh?
我们对于肉体的事会有一个天然的倾向，我就是要这个。
We have a natural tendency that we want that.
我会很关心这个属肉体的事情。
And I'm very concerned about this thing of the flesh.
我会抓住它，我不放。
I will grab and not let go.
我会顺着它。
And I will follow it.
它里面想要怎样，我就怎样。
When he wants certain things, then I cater to it.
我也会对这个肉体很表同情。
And I sympathize with the flesh.
好像就是可怜自己。
And have this tendency of pitying myself.
这就是我能想到的，好像一些在我们身上那个肉体一来的时候，我们怎么体贴它。
This is what I think when the flesh arrives, how we are mindful of it.
但是神借着圣灵要救我们脱离这个难处。
But the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, wants to release us from this problem.
进入那个真实。
That we can enter into reality.
我就讲两个。
So I'll mention two things.
第一个是圣灵会借着环境。
The Holy Spirit, through circumstances,
像我们弟兄刚才所交通的。
Like our brother shared.
圣灵会借着环境来叫我们认识神的真理。
Through circumstances, the Holy Spirit let us know the spiritual truth.
在我们的经历中，是不是常常有这样的经历？
Isn't it in our experience we have this?
好像在突然之间，在你的生活中遇到一些不可能的环境。
That in our life, all of a sudden we meet unforeseen circumstances.
好像突然的。
They just come suddenly.
但是神要借着这个环境的背后叫我们认识主的真实。
But through this, he wants us to know his reality.
他的话是可靠的。
That his word is dependable.
也叫我们要活着靠神口里所出的一切话。
And that we live by the word that's out of his mouth.
有时候在别人可以的环境你不可以。
Maybe it's okay for other people, but not for you.
这是圣灵在教导我们进入那个真理。
This is the Holy Spirit teaching us to enter into that truth.
我记得在我 PhD 的时候，
When I was doing my PhD,
我就跟我老板出了一件事情。
I had something with my boss.
就是我要过 qualify, PhD 有个 pre-qualify.
I had to pass that pre-qualifying exam for my PhD.
我就去查，就是找我需要 fulfill 哪些 requirements.
And so I went and looked what requirements I have to fulfill.
然后我突然才发现我需要修一门外系的课。
And I realized I have to take a course that's outside of my major.
所以我就问我老板，我应该选哪一门？
So I asked my boss, like, what should I take?
我也要求能不能选统计系的课。
And I asked whether I can take from the statistics department.
因为学数学的，然后再学统计，很容易就过。
Because for somebody who is a math major, it's easy to pass the statistics course.
但是我老板跟我说。
But my boss said.
他说是我雇你的。
I hired you.
我给你 PA。
I gave you
RA.
I gave you research assistantship.
因为我觉得你应该去选 BME 的课。
So I feel you need to take BME courses.
Courses. 然后他帮我选叫做 cell biology.
And he picked cell biology for me.
那个我去查一下 syllabus， 我觉得不可能了。
And I look at the syllabus and this is impossible.
我学数学的要我学 cell biology。
I am a math major, and here I'm going to take a biology, cell biology class.
我跟他谈过了之后，我就回到办公室。
So after I talked to him, I went to my office.
心中说，哎呀，我的命怎么这么苦？
I said, how come my life is so difficult?
因为我是看到同伴的中国人，他选的老板，他问选什么系课，好像统计都可以。
Because other students, they don't have a problem. They can get take statistics.
我的老板就是不放我。
But my boss insisted on this.
然后我就想自己的办法。
So I used my own way.
我去系的网站上去查。
I went and looked at the website of the department.
看看有没有其他路可以走。
If there's other way that I can take.
我终于找到了。
And I finally found.
他说你可以问 DGS 啊。
He said you can ask the DGS.
然后我就写信给 DGS。
So I wrote the DGS a letter.
可不可以选统计师的课，这样可以 fulfill 一些 requirement?
I said, can I take statistics and fulfill the requirements?
然后我就收到回信。
And I got a response.
信中说。
And the letter said.
他说至于这一类的事，你找你的老板。
Said with regards to this thing, talk to your boss.
不单是这样撞到墙了哈。
I kind of met a wall here.
而且那份信是 cut and copy 给我老板。
And that letter is CC to my boss.
所以我在看信的时候，我可能看得晚，我老板已经在门口敲门了。
I haven't even finished looking at the letter. My boss is already knocking at my door.
他说到我的房间了。
Okay, come to my room.
然后把门关上。
And then close the office door.
就开始骂。
And then start reprimanding me.
我就在他面前求情了。
And of course, I asked for mercy.
讲我的难处啊。
Tell him all my difficulties.
然后告诉他我选统计师课怎么对他有益啊。
I tell him it would be good for him if I take statistics.
我希望他对我怜悯一点。
I want him to be merciful to me.
但是老板不行。
But still, no, the boss doesn't budge.
最后我很灰心的回到了办公室。
So I was so discouraged, went back to my office.
我在主面前我也。
And then I was not happy before the Lord.
我在那自怜。
I was self-pity.
然后我跟主祷告。
And I prayed to the Lord.
主怎么办？
Lord, what now?
然后主就给我话。
And then the Lord spoke to me.
他说孩子啊。
Said child.
他说我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
突然一下。
And all of a sudden.
我想我对老板的那个埋怨就没掉了。
That murmuring against my boss is gone.
我对要选那门课的抵触我就没了。
And that resistance against taking the course is also gone.
我说主啊，我选那门课。
And I said I'm willing to take that class.
因为主给我一句话。
Because the Lord said His word to me.
我就是选那门课。
And so I took that course.
课的难度没有减低。
The difficulty did not diminish.
我每个礼拜天聚完会下午要四个小时闭门。
After Sunday worship, I have to close door study for 4 hours.
为的就是过每个礼拜一的 quiz.
Just to pass that Monday quiz.
但是很奇怪。
But amazingly.
但是我再累，但里面没有苦。
Even though it was hard outwardly, inside there was no bitter.
主的恩典带我过去。
The grace of the Lord really carried me through.
他叫我们要靠神。
He tells us to depend on God.
有些环境叫我们主好像就不让我们过去。
Some circumstances as if we cannot go by.
因为圣灵在这里教我们一个功课。
Because the Holy Spirit is teaching us a lesson.
叫我们要靠神口里所出的一切话。
He wants us to depend on the word from His mouth.
我们只有经历了它，才这句话才会真实。
Only when we experience this, then that word becomes real.
我再讲另外一个。
Another thing I want to mention.
就是圣灵。一方面可以借着环境，另一方面它可以直接的、间接的借着人，对我们这个人有对付。
The Holy Spirit can do it through circumstance or dealt with us through other people. We know that in Christian life, one thing that's very important is to submit. The Lord wants us to know what is real submission. Is there submission in us? I know it's His grace also. He let me see very early on that in me there's no submissive spirit. I was living in CTC at that time. And I was arranged to give rides to other students. And I just had the baby at that time. It's hard for me to put on and take off the car seat. If there are not many in the car, I don't have to remove that car seat. So one Saturday night, my vehicle is already full, but our brother added one more person. And that one person does not is not living close by to the wreck. So in my heart, I was not pleased with this kind of arrangement. And I said, are there other people, you know, taking that other route? Then I don't have to go there. But I don't want to mention my difficulty. Because that difficulty is no big deal. It's just taking off a car seat. But then I kept asking that brother, why can't arrange another person to pick up the other brother? Then he told me, the brother said to me, if you're like that, you cannot serve. And so I hang up the phone. It's not hanging up on him. I had to process everything within. I was pitying myself. It's not a big deal to rearrange this right thing. Why can't he think about me? I just have the baby. But then that word saying to me that this, if you're like this, you cannot serve. I feel that if I did not take down that car seat, then I'm facing death. Then I see that in me there's no submission. And thank the Lord. He let me know that there's no submission in me. And he led me to take off that car seat. Then I realized it's not easy. But the lesson is on submission. So the Lord can use people to deal with us indirectly. And the Lord can also use the body to deal with us. Maybe lately we're all learning how to pick songs during Sunday. So before I came, I usually have songs in my heart that I can pick during the meeting. And to me, oh, this song sounds great. But then the brother said, you need to sense how the Spirit is leading. But then sometimes I really want to pick that song. Is the Holy Spirit prompting me?
有。
Yes.
就是现在不适合你，不要笑。
Holy Spirit is saying, don't pick that song right now.
但是我按捺不住。
But then I couldn't stand it.
选了。
I still picked the song.
不管圣灵的约束。
Didn't care about the limits set by the Holy Spirit.
只是选了也唱了。
Yes, the song was picked and it was sang.
但是好像圣灵显出来，这个是你的喜欢。
But then the Holy Spirit revealed it that it's just what you like.
所以圣灵就是借着这样在我们里面的带领。
So through this leading.
来对付我们自己。
Through his leading, he dealt with us.
我们越来越被对付。
The more we are being dealt with.
我们越能够在神眼中被带进一个属灵的真实。
The more we can be led into spiritual reality before the Lord.
最后我想说就是神赐给我们宝贵是圣灵。
The lastly, I want to mention God gave us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
我们真要认识这位宝贵师。
We really need to know our Comforter.
何等的宝贵。
He's so precious.
他是为着我们。
He is all for us.
有人把宝贵师的希腊原文的意思想把它借着几个词把它让我们，因为我们对宝贵师好像没什么概念。
It's hard for us to know who is a comforter. So somebody through the original Greek wants to tell us.
宝贵师有朋友的意思。
There's friendship in a comforter.
宝贵师有中保的意思。
And also like a mediator.
宝贵师有安慰的意思。
And also comfort.
他也是一个说服我们的。
And also as a convincer of us.
他也是我们的辅导者。
And he also come alongside of us.
他也是我们的辩护者。
And he also an advocate for us.
是我们的代求者。
And also one who intercedes for us.
是坚固我们的那一位。
And he strengthens us.
我记得有一位弟兄讲英王伊丽莎伯小时候的一个小插曲。
There's a story of Queen Elizabeth.
当英女王伊丽莎伯五岁的时候，
When she was 5 years old,
她跟她同伴的小孩子在王宫里在玩转了。
She was playing with other kids in the palace.
后来她的那个父亲的管家，
And then the one who's governess,
就是看着带他的。
Yeah, the one who's taking care of her.
有一天，他把那个在玩的时候，就把伊丽莎伯带到宝座的父亲的宝座的面前。
The governess brought her before the throne.
他说：“你知道吗？”
And said to her.
他指着那个宝座。
Pointing at the throne.
他说：“你将来要坐在这个宝座上。”
No, one day you're going to be on that throne.
所以我们神差他的圣灵宝会是住在我们里面。
God sent the Holy Spirit in us.
就像伊丽莎伯玩的那个管家。
And like that governess.
他是照着父的心意。
He acts according to the will of God.
来带领我们。
And lead us.
训练我们。
Train us.
鼓励我们。
Encourage us.
坚固我们。
Strengthen us.
叫我们有一天能够长大。
That one day we will grow up,
能够与主一起坐在那宝座上。
And then together we can be on the throne with the Lord.
所以我们实在要感谢主赐下何等的宝贵赐给我们。
And so we really need to thank the Lord for granting us a comforter.
愿我们都能够顺服他。
That we will all submit to him.
愿他在我们里面真正得到那个实际。
That he will really gain that spiritual reality for us.
跟着叫他身体的见证在我们当中能够显出来。
And that the testimony of the body will really be manifested.
好，我就交通到这。
So, I'll end here.
再用再几分钟，有点交通。
I have a few minutes of sharing.
对，当弟兄们两位弟兄，就是告诉我他们要交通的这个方向。
When our two brothers shared what they're gonna talk about today.
我相信他们之间没有讨论过。
I'm sure they did not discuss between themselves.
但感谢主，他们的负担是一样。
But their burden is the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你们有没有想过，有个动力在我的身上，我想要成长。
I don't know if there is a motivation in you to grow.
当我们信主之后呢，有没有一个感觉，我要继续的成熟长大。
After you believe, you have a sense of wanting to grow and to mature.
成熟长大的人就是一个属灵的人。
One who is mature is a spiritual man.
这是我们弟兄，这是圣经里面加拉太书里面的负担。
This is the burden of the book of Galatians.
哥林多前后书里面的负担。
And also the burden of 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
然后约翰一书。
1st John.
然后彼得前书。
1st Peter.
然后我们主耶稣亲自差遣宝惠师住在我们的心里面。
And the Lord has the comforter living in us.
在一个非常困难的情况里面，我们这个属肉体的人的身上里面呢，要做成一个，把我们变成一个属。成为一个属灵的人。
That one like us who is of the flesh can become of the spirit.
我很快提到两个点。
I want to mention two points.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis, chapter 6.
创世纪第六章是讲到挪亚那个洪水的那个缘由。
Talks about the flood in Noah's time.
所以弟兄姊妹有没有想过，为什么神在挪亚那个世代呢，来了洪水把所有人都灭掉？
Why is it that there was a flood during Noah's time to destroy the whole earth?
所以我以前所知道的呢，是在第六章的第五节。
Before I know about chapter 6 verse 5.
啊，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
对，没有错，在那个全地呢，整个。恶充满全地的时候，神说这个我要重来，重新来过。
No doubt with that evil, God said I want to, you know, do it over again.
但当我昨天想到第三节。
But then yesterday I remembered verse 3.
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。
Verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
也就是说，当亚当堕落以后，
after the fall of Adam,
好像人的那个那个堕落哈，从里面灵的死亡开始发生的。
Because of that fall, that death comes from the spirit and spread out.
然后慢慢他的那个魂也是自己扩大自己。
The soul just wants to uplift the self.
然后后来人活的时候呢，是照着他肉体，就是说他的身体的喜好去活。
And then man live according to what his body wants, his flesh.
呀，我想要吃好的，我想要这个各样的这个身体上享受，人已经堕落到那种情况。
I just want pleasure for my body.
所以好像就给他一个称呼，叫做这个属乎血气，就是肉体的意思。
And so here, the man is called flesh.
然后一个一般的那个一般的这个领会就是说，我们的肉体就是我们这个旧人啊，活出来就是肉体。
And our understanding is our old man. When we live out our old man, it is flesh.
然后有个你想弟兄说，这个肉体就是腐肉，烂掉的肉。
Flesh is rotten meat.
然后他这边就特别讲到说，我的灵就不跟他相争了。
And here God says, my spirit shall not strive with it.
所以这边就是加拉太书里面讲的，这个圣灵与肉体相争是不合的。
We know in Galatians that the spirit strives against the flesh.
所以我想我就补上我们弟兄们所提到，神对于这个肉体这件事情呢是非常痛恨。
God really hates the flesh.
他甚至到一个情况，他说这个肉体产生的这些罪呢，他通通要，通通不要。
To the point that all this evil that comes out of the flesh, God has to get rid of.
所以当神讲到这个120年，有一个领会。
So when he spoke of 120 years, I have this understanding.
也许就是他讲这句话之后的120年后呢，洪水要来，这是一个领会。
It is after 120 years that the flood came.
然后挪亚呢，可能盖了方舟就花了100年以上的时间盖那个方舟。
Noah used maybe over 100 years to build that ark.
但不管如何，你会发现，当人堕落到这个时候的呢， 神说他们都变成肉体。
But no matter what, when man fall to this degree, then he's only flesh.
然后就发现后面呢，就有一个洪水把这个全部，就是说除了那个挪亚一家之外，就通通解决掉。
And then the flood came, and only the Noah's family was saved, and the rest were destroyed.
这是一个点，这个肉体的由来。
This is the origin of the flesh.
另外一个我想讲，就是说我心中有一个比较深的负担。
And in my heart, I have a heavy burden for this.
当我们在学习十字架这个学习对付肉体的工作的开头的时候。
When we start learning of the cross and dealing with the flesh,
我发现人呢对这个自己肉体的感觉非常的迟钝。
We are very slow to realize the flesh.
也就是说，当我们这个人根本没有看见感觉自己的肉体的时候呢，你根本没有想到要去学十字架的工作。
When we are not aware of the flesh, we would not want to learn of the cross.
所以我想我只能祷告。
And so I can only pray
弟兄姊妹也需要有个心
that brothers and sisters should have a heart
但愿主借着环境借着一些情况呢把我们这个肉体暴露出来
that through circumstances God will show us or make known the flesh to us
有时候我们在做一个事情的时候我们里面是自私的我们在讲一个理由其实是为了自己的
many times when we say something it is for ourselves it's selfish
然后我们在扭就讲话讲不准确的时候呢里面也是好像为着这个自己的诡诈为着自己的利益
and when we say things not accurately it is also for selfish reason
然后有时候我们心中苦毒
and sometimes in our heart there's bitterness
让它一直在那里自己没有感觉
we just let it be and we don't sense anything
有的时候有的人是骄傲
some people is pride
但是这感觉很迟钝
but they cannot sense that
所以我们甘愿主借着环境呢把我们这些光景好好的真的是显露出来让我们自己也看得到
and so may the Lord through circumstance reveal this to us
然后我们就发现说主啊我不愿意留在这些光景
and then we say we do not want to stay in this condition
甘愿主圣灵的那个果子呢仁爱喜乐和平这一切呢经过这个学习以后呢，能够在我身上显出来。
And that through this process of being dealt with, we will have the fruit of the Spirit.
我就有一个结束祷告。
And we'll pray.
主说我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿我们认识什么是你真正所要。
That we will know what you really want.
好叫我们有个心，主啊，我把自己摆在祭坛上。
That I will have a heart to put myself on the altar.
你可以自由地在我身上做分开的工作。
That you can freely do the work of separation.
把那些不喜悦的转移，能够任意的、自由的把它除去。
That you can freely take away what you don't want.
我这个人是一个顺服在你的刀下。
That I'm one who submitted under your knife.
但愿主恩待我们众弟兄姊妹。
May you take care of brothers and sisters.
让我们常常活在你的光中。
That we will live before your light.
我们因着认识自己。
And because we know ourselves.
主啊，我们有一个成长的起步。
We have a beginning step of growth.
我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 聚会结束。